In a weak sheared environment, we typically think of severe winds as being associated with wet or dry microbursts. Unfortunately, predictability with these events are low due to the temporal and spatial scale phenomena that are associated with producing a microburst. There are some helpful variables in forecasting these events. For wet microbursts, they include melting hail, large cape, climatologically high PWATs, large D-cape, and a dry mid-level layer, and steep low-level lapse rates. Be aware of any limitation in using these parameters, like cape assumes no mixing and ignores the effects of freezing and water loading. Likewise, be aware of D-cape. The amount of D-cape you see will depend on how you calculate your D-cape. It starts at a point of where your downdraft is, but there's different arguments to where that level actually is. Some will use the 700 millibar level, while others will use the mid-level dry layer height, or maybe the 6 kilometer height if you have an elevated thunderstorm. Additionally, D-cape doesn't take into account compressional warming from its sinking parcel, precip loading, or even storm scale pressure gradients. It's also important to note that not all of these conditions for anticipating a wet microburst must be met to experience the microburst, but the more conditions that are met give you a higher likelihood of experiencing one. Ultimately, wet microburst forcings are dominated by water loading, melting hail, and high instability. The sounding on the right depicts what a wet microburst sounding might look like. They feature significant cape and low LCL heights with large D-capes when mid-level dry air is present to act as a source of evaporative cooling when precipitation mixes with the environmental air. The high capes create intense reflectivities and therefore significant precipitation loading potential. Precipitation loading when reflectivities exceed 60 dBZ become as important as evaporative cooling. Look for wet microburst environments when there's a large state E difference between the surface-based parcel updraft and the mid-levels. If you expect storms with 60 dBZ cores, precipitation loading becomes a big factor to consider. Most downdraft forcing occurs by lateral dry air entrainment in the mid-levels and cooling from the melting hail, and very little comes from the below the surface-based LCL. Surface-based convection is highly favored for microbursts since you don't want significant surface-based sin. Many environments favoring microbursts may have a little bit of both dry and wet microburst characteristics. Environments where significant cape resides above high LCLs, usually about 1,500 meters, allow for microburst forcings by lateral and subcloud evaporative cooling.